God will always have your back. Sometimes he calls us to step out, and he will have your back. So in this process of trusting God, you got to get to know him, you got to lean on him, and you got to consult him. And what is the promise when we trust God? What is the promise? He says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That God will direct your path. This word direct, you know what it means? It means to make straight.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of Trust. It's good to know God is on the other trapeze from our series, Let's Get Personal About Your Issues. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Trust. It's good to know God is on the other trapeze.
You are not going to have that excuse this morning when we get finished with this sermon. I'm going to tell you how you can trust God. And a lot of people say, well, I would trust him if I only knew how. And some of y'all sitting here today, and that's why you don't trust God, because you don't know how to trust him. Now, you know, you've learned how to trust your employer. You've learned how to trust the government. You've learned how to trust, but you haven't learned how to trust God. All right? So that's why some people don't trust him. Why do some people not trust God? Because they don't want to do what he says for them to do. That you realize that God might tell you something that you don't want to do. He might tell you, Pastor, you done got finished. No, man, you not. Look, man, you was doing all right up until this point right now. But now you just messing up. You just messed up the whole sermon. God might, I'm not going to ask God what to do, because God might just tell me to go to the Big Apple. Well, I don't have the money. Well, no, is it that you don't have the money, or is it that you don't want to do what God you don't want to do what God tells you to do? Come on now. I know Brother Andy and Brother Doug not the only ones out there this morning. Come on now. Come on, man. People, they say, oh, I don't have the money. No, it's not that you don't have the money. If God wants you to do something, I have yet to see that God wanted somebody to do something and they couldn't do it. Now, some people, the problem is that they don't want to do what he says for them to do. Now, I'm not saying that God is going to tell you to go. I'm not here to stand up and tell you that God is going to say, I mean, and this is just something very small. This is something very small and very insignificant. I mean, it's important to the people in New York, very important. But in your life, there may be bigger decisions that you have to make. There may be more major issues that you have to deal with. But this is just something, just a little trust thing right here. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to put myself out there, because God just might tell me to do something that I don't want to do. He might tell me to go somewhere where I don't want to go. And so if I don't go, if I don't do, then I don't have to trust. And so some people don't trust him, because they know that if he tells them what to do, that they're not going to do it anyway. So why should I trust?
The timing of the other person,
getting
there on time, and then reaching out.
They think that they have not done enough for God. There's some people that think like trusting God is going through the bargaining process. And that is, you know, if I could get out here and build up a bunch of points for God, if I can do a lot of little things, then when it comes time, then I can trust God. And so some people don't trust God because they don't feel that they've done enough. You know, they feel almost like, you know, God is this magic slot machine, and that you have to put a certain amount of coins in, and maybe when you pull the handle, you'll get lucky and God will do something for you. But up until that point, I really can't trust him.
Paints word pictures.
Another reason people don't
word
trust the Lord
of trust
is because they've been violated.
Three different
in the past.
Hebrew words that are
some
used
people who have been
Old
abused,
Testament,
and some of y'all sitting here today,
trust. The
as
first
you,
one is the Hebrew
and you
word
couldn't trust your
bata.
Parents. the authority figures in your life. You couldn't trust them.
In other words,
and you know the sad thing is that that trust has translated over into your relationship with God.
Upon an object,
yeah, you're saved. Yeah, if you died today, you would go to be with the Lord. But you can't, you just haven't brought it to
somebody
in yourself to trust him.
To rest on
you haven't brought it to yourself to lean on him, run to him, and wait on him because of your parents or somebody in your youth growing up that abused you or mistreated you. And now you have a problem with trust
on the Lord.
Trust issues.
As
and then, you know, some folk
think about what
have been
means.
Done wrong.
Many of us
now, there's certain groups of people in our country
morning,
that have problems trusting other groups of people.
We didn't.
And why is that? Let's be honest, right? Why is it that certain groups of people in our country have problems trusting other groups?
But what did you do?
Because they were mistreated. They were done wrong.
And, you put,
and what has developed? There has developed a trust issue. All right? So it's very
That's
easy to have trust issues, and those same trust issues are carried over into our relationship with God.
You
heard the story about this man
and if we
who had a little son,
do that
and his son
life,
was on the porch,
the confidence
and he told his son to jump off into his arms. And the little boy said, no, Daddy, no, I don't want to get hurt. And the dad said, son, jump off, and I'll catch you.
It means
and the little boy said, no, Daddy, I'm afraid. And the father said, son, jump off, and I'll catch you. And the little boy jumped off, and the father moved out of the way and let him hit the ground.
Look at
the little boy was laying there crying, and he said, that goes to show you, don't trust anybody. How many people have been taught that?
Verses 8 and 9.
That very thing. There's dads that do that to their kids.
In the Lord.
And they tell them, don't trust anybody.
In man.
And so people have been conditioned to not trust.
Stay right there for the rest of the
maybe.
Sermon. It is better
in the past
to trust in the Lord.
You've had your heart broken by a man.
Confidence.
Or you've had your heart broken by a woman.
Well, what is the word here?
And because
the
of that,
word is
you have a hard time trusting men.
It
you have a hard time trusting women. I don't know how many people I've talked to that have come out of bad relationships and said that I don't trust men anymore. Or they've come out of bad relationships and say, I don't trust
women
anymore. And what has happened? Their trust has been violated. And so it's very easy if we're not careful to allow that trust to move over into a relationship with God.
That only you can answer.
And so now when people say, well, you know, God is going to do this just trusting
your way.
Well, you know, they already have an issue with trust, so they can't trust God anymore.
Where do you run to?
Well, what's
we
the last
that
reason
we run to the Lord,
that
but
people
do we really run
have
to the
a
Lord?
Problem trusting the Lord?
When financial difficulties
plain and simple,
come to our way,
is they doubt.
Come our way. Do we run to the
some
Lord?
Some people don't
do
trust God because they don't believe he's able.
When
now, let's be honest.
Other
I'm talking probably,
problems
and I don't
want to
put anybody on Front
do we
Street
run to the
or
Lord,
as somebody
or
told
run
me the other day, Pastor,
God
why'd you put me on blast? So I don't want to put anybody
where
on blast
we run?
This morning.
Somebody asked this question.
I guarantee you there's a significant number of people sitting out there right
there. When there's nobody
right today,
else to
and you don't trust because you don't believe that God
who
is
do
able
I
to do what
turn
he said
to
he
you know,
when I'm just foolish
to
enough to believe that if God said he was going to do something, that I believe
when
that he can
no
do
foundation
it. If God tells you to buy the moon, go ahead and sign the contract because he's going
to
make the payments.
Because I know he's able. I go to the
some
rock.
Some people just don't believe that God
I
is able.
The rock.
Or on the other hand, they just don't have the faith.
I go to the stone
to
that the builders rejected.
Where do you find yourself?
I run
today?
To the mountains and the mountains.
I'm not going to ask anybody to raise your hands, but does anybody here say,
when
well,
all the earth
all five
around
of those,
me is sinking
you know,
sand
I'm good with all
on
five.
Christ the solid
say,
rock
look,
I
if
stand.
If you tell me that, you,
when
you
I need a shelter,
five,
when
I'm
I need
take,
a friend,
you turn to 1 John.
I go to the rock.
John said, you're
a liar. That's what the word means.
And the truth
the
is not in
the word trust means that you run to.
Because I know I got issue with one of them at least.
Rest on the Lord. Run to the Lord. And then I like this third concept.
Reasons people have
Old
a hard
Testament
time trusting God.
Of what it means to trust.
Let's look at it.
Yahaw.
How do we overcome this?
Which means
very simple.
Patiently waiting
very
for
simple.
Something
very simple.
To be worked out.
I mean, this thing is so simple that it's frightening.
Patiently waiting.
Proverbs 3, 5,
that's what it means to trust.
Tells us
to patiently wait
for
that the Lord
God.
Is going to work this thing out.
Proverbs 3,
Job,
5, and 6.
Chapter 13.
So simple that it's frightening.
Job 13.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
And verse
lean
15,
not to thy own understanding.
Job said,
all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path.
We have
he slay me.
The process.
Though
the
he slay me,
the process,
yes, and will the I.
Yahweh.
What is the process?
First of all,
though he slay me,
you got to get to know the
yet
Lord.
Yet will I. Yahweh.
Hey, AJ, put that picture
yet
back up there.
I,
put that picture back up there.
Patiently.
You got to get to
wait.
Know.
But,
now, let me ask you this.
This situation.
Do you think that this person right here.
That's trust.
Is out in midair.
Yeah, that kind of trust.
With a person that they don't know.
My brothers and sisters, do
you
think
that this is the first time that they've done this?
The Lord?
And,
do you have
and this person is saying,
to the Lord?
Well, you know what?
And do you have a trust that
just go ahead and put anybody over there.
It's sad.
Right?
No.
Many Christians.
I guarantee you that person right there
one of these
knows that other person right
they
there.
They know that that's the reality.
And if you were going to trust,
now let me
if you were
going to
have your trust in the Lord, first and foremost,
let me show you
got
the Bible
to get
says
to know
where
God.
People put their trust.
If you don't know God,
some people,
you can't trust him.
Put their trust
if you
in
don't
man.
Know God.
Now, I got scripture.
You don't know that he'll make
that.
A way out
I
of no way.
I can stop right here. I
if you don't know God, you don't know he can put food in your cupboard.
Trust
if
in
you
man.
Don't know God, you don't know he can put gas
put
in your tank.
In
if you don't know God, you don't
Isaiah
know he can put clothes on your back. If you don't
some
know God, you don't know that he can
riches.
Supply
other
all your needs. If you don't know him,
look. Some people
you
put
can't
trust
in
their
him.
Own righteousness. That, well, you know, I'm all right. I can work
how
my
can
way.
We
I can do my thing.
Spend
I
day
can get
after
to
day
on my own.
Without reading
some people trust
about God.
False God.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I'm impressed with a lot of y'all in here.
That's an idol.
I tell you what, I'm absolutely
what
impressed
put
that
trust.
When I talk to people in here at Bethany Baptist
song.
Church, that your job,
the
you know
rock.
Your stuff, man. Man, you know
it
your stuff. You
Christ,
got that thing broke down. If something went wrong, you could go to the right place
all
where it broke down,
ground,
fix it, have it back up running again. You know
sunk.
Your job like you know the back
now,
of your hand.
I changed it up a little bit. Years ago, I put a different song together.
We don't know God.
You've heard the word sham, right?
And, because if we really
and sham
knew God,
means to deceive
trust
somebody.
Wouldn't be an issue.
Sham means to get
if
over
we have
on somebody.
An intimate
if you run a sham on
relationship
somebody, that
with
means
God,
that,
the
that
next
you
time something
have,
goes wrong in our life,
of
yeah, we might get
well,
fearful.
Let me
yeah, we might get concerned. Yeah, we might get
on
anxious.
Christ,
but we got a rock that we can lean
rock,
on.
I
we got a rock that we can run to. We got a rock that we can wait on.
Or sham rock.
In the midst of what it is.
All other rocks.
Why? Because I know,
rocks.
I know
man
that
man is
on
a sham
the other
rock.
Trapeze.
The government.
I've proved him time and
rock.
Time again.
Riches
that I've been out here.
Or sham rock.
You know what it's like? I was thinking about this.
It's like
I've been out here many times.
Right? When you
suspended
think about termites,
in midair.
What do they do?
Termites I've been out there a whole lot.
Underneath the ground.
And I always
and then
knew
they come up.
That he
and
might not have
do?
Caught me when
they
I first let
wood.
Go of the trapeze.
They come up
he might not have caught me
bottom,
in the middle of it.
And they begin
but
to
before
eat the
I hit the ground, you better believe
now,
that he scooped
on the top,
me up.
Everything looks all right.
But what's being
do you know him
done
today?
Is that they are eating
you
away
at the substance.
You see,
they are eating
if
away
you're going
at
to
what makes the wood solid.
Trust
so
God.
You can look at the wood and everything
it.
Seem fine to you. But go ahead and step on it. And what
how
happens?
Many times last
it'll
week?
Crumble. It'll
if you
fall.
Stop to get to know
and
him.
That's what the Bible says. If you are putting your trust in anything but God,
how many
if you
times
are putting
you
your trust in
word,
anything
said,
but God, you are standing on wood where termites have eaten
close up
at
the word
foundation
and just sit in his presence and say,
and it's
just
a second,
you.
It's just a moment before it begins to crumble underneath
Proverbs
you.
Says, trust
how many of us have trusted
Lord.
In somebody for something?
If you're going to trust
only
in
to
Lord,
find out
you've got
to see that they let us down. You can't put your trust
you
in man.
Trust somebody you don't know.
God knows
you ought to write that
we can't
down.
Put our trust in the government.
You don't trust
we don't
somebody
know what
you don't know.
It's going to be what from day to day.
When you first roll
you
up on
you can't put
somebody,
your trust in your riches.
You might shake their hands,
because
smile
in
their
lose
face.
It all. I don't know how many people I've heard
but
that
they rolled up
have
on
either
you, said, man, let me hold 500.
Gotten in trouble. They thought they had a bank account.
I don't
and they
know
got
you.
In trouble with the IRS. And
who
the IRS
you?
Just went and took their money. I mean, went into their bank account.
You got to know him.
And took their money out of their bank account.
Let me
you
jump to my third point.
And my third
somebody
point
said
is
money talks.
That you got to
consult
says
the Lord.
That's exactly what it says.
Look what he says here. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
Understanding.
Look at Ezekiel. I just want to show you, because you don't believe this one is in here.
Ezekiel chapter 16.
What does acknowledge mean?
Ezekiel, you know what it means?
Chapter 16.
It means check with him.
Ezekiel right? chapter 16.
Mike Cephas is sitting right there.
15.
All right?
Ezekiel.
He says,
I just ignored him.
I just want to read the first sentence.
I just ignored him.
But thou didst trust.
Mike, what's up, man?
In thy own
what's up, man?
You see,
I just acknowledged him.
Some folk,
right?
Proverbs.
Think that.
Proverbs look, said,
oh, going to get them by.
Diss the Lord.
Because they look good.
You know, you look good.
Might be lean, mean, fighting.
I talk to people.
Well, you know, Pastor.
But you know, it's like I told
the Lord
y'all
is leading me to go to another church.
You know, I got pictures.
Well, you know, Pastor.
I got a picture of myself.
The Lord is
my wife.
Leading me out of town.
One guy played
going to another job
in college,
and we was going to Chicago,
and somebody took a picture of us. Right?
Did you acknowledge the Lord?
I mean, man, I was there.
To the Lord? Did you ask
no
the Lord?
No waist.
Arms.
Well, you
tight.
Know. You know, man. You know.
I'm praying about
the only thing
well,
I
no,
got now.
I got this decision to make
precious
about switching jobs.
Memories.
You know, I got another opportunity
oh,
to go here. Now, there's more money over here, but there's less money here.
Right. So I'm trying to
if you got it going on now as a young
you
person, you know, I'm not trying to get you to be vain, but just take a lot of pictures.
Did you acknowledge God?
You trying to tell? Yeah, man, I used to have a six
God?
Pack. People say, oh, get out of here, man. You crazy.
Why is it?
At least you'll be able to show them something, right?
That people make decisions. And they don't,
because it's going to leave.
See, if you are going
so,
to trust God,
if you're putting your
then
trust,
you have to
in
consult
any of these things
with God.
Up here.
If you are going to trust God,
then you
I'm
have
here
to
tell you
the word
that
acknowledge
these things
means
at some
consult
point in
time
to talk to
him,
to find out what he
these
thinks,
are
to find out what he
tells you to do.
That people in
put
all
their
thy ways
in.
Acknowledge
well,
him.
What are some times that
know
we
know
need
the Lord,
to trust the Lord?
You got to consult the Lord.
And
we
then
trust
you
God.
The Lord.
Job 13:15.
Trust in the Lord with all
in the difficult
thy
times,
heart.
And
Psalm 56:3.
Not to thy own understanding.
The Bible says, at what times I am afraid, I will trust in thee.
Don't lean on your wisdom.
And then you trust in God. Proverbs
because your
3,
wisdom
5,
will lead you
times.
Wrong.
So if
again,
the difficult times
the
and the
lean.
Fearful times are not included.
What does it mean?
Solomon covers it all in Proverbs 3:5-6.
Put your weight on.
He says that we should trust God at all
leaning
times.
On the everlasting.
What did you go through this last week?
What a fellowship.
What a joy
to
life.
Divine.
Leaning.
Did you have a
on the
difficulty in
on.
Your life?
See,
last week
might need to change.
Was God
we
the first
sing that
person
anymore.
That you turned to?
We need to sing what a fellowship.
Did you have a
what a joy
situation
divine.
Where you
touching
didn't know what to do? That there was something going on that you had to make a decision about, that you needed wisdom on a particular situation? Did you turn to God? Did
don't say touching,
leaning. Put your
did
weight
you,
on
I gotta check this
him.
Out, right?
That's what it means
this.
To trust. And then we can even take it a step further because it means to
that wasn't trust.
Out.
That wasn't trust, right? That wasn't trust.
You laid down.
If you gotta do that.
Night,
that's
those
not
of
trust.
You who laid down.
What did you do? You stretched out on that bed.
You stretched out.
Did you lean on God this week?
Dead to the world.
Did you lean on him
in
all
the decision
night that you needed to make?
Bed holding
did you
up.
Lean on him in whatever
moving,
it was you
rolling,
were going through?
Kicking?
Secondly, did
stretched
you
out.
Run to him
stretch
when that problem
God.
Came your way? Did
stretch
you run
out.
To God?
That first of all, you
did
know
you,
God.
Second of all, you consult God.
Wait
you talk
God.
To God about your problem. You talk to God about your
do.
Issues. You get into his
did
word. Then he
God.
Begins to speak to you. And then
if
when he shares with you
him.
What he wants you to do,
you
then what
do
you
the do? Situation
you
into out. Your own hands.
If you didn't lean on him,
when I left,
if you didn't run to him,
Durango, Colorado.
If you didn't wait on him,
and went to
you didn't trust
Lynchburg.
Him.
Virginia.
It's plain and simple.
I had never been there.
And we call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves children of God. And yet and still,
we don't do these things.
I didn't
what are the results
of trusting in the Lord?
To Lynchburg.
Well, there are many.
I said, God, if you call me to
but
Lynchburg,
the Bible
then I'm going to
lists
Lynchburg.
Four results
come to find
of
man
trusting
his name was John Lynch, so
in God.
I
success.
Went to Lynchburg.
That if you trust in God,
you
will have success.
On the back of my
if you trust in God, you will not fear man.
In my
if you trust in God, you will be delivered from your
didn't
enemies.
Know anybody in
if you trust in God, you will not be ashamed.
Before, didn't have a place to stay in Lynchburg.
You will not
But look at God,
let's look at that. Proverbs, I mean, excuse me, Psalm 31, 1. Psalm 31 and verse 1.
A man by the name of Alan McFarland. He was, because when I first went to the seminary,
in thee, O Lord,
like me,
do I put my trust.
They all thought that they was football.
Let me never be ashamed.
I was standing in the seminary line. He came
if you put your trust in God, you will not be ashamed.
I said, no, man. I said,
let's go down. Seminary. And I've said this here before, okay, but I'm going to say it again.
He said,
let's go down to the poorhouse.
I don't know.
As my mom and dad used to say.
I just pulled up, man. Got a U-Haul.
Only when I came to a certain age that I began to think, where is this place at?
And I guess he wanted to go in and
where is the poorhouse at?
News to his wife, right?
They keep talking about people in the poorhouse.
Sitting out in my car in the trailer.
Well,
I don't know.
Let's take an imaginary visit to the poorhouse.
Back out. One kid.
How did you get in the poorhouse?
Two kids.
I got here because I was on
drugs.
Three kids. I was on crack.
Four kids.
It took all my money.
Five kids.
How did you get in the poorhouse?
They said, welcome to the
Because I wasn't a wise manager of my money.
Praise God.
I squandered money.
Praise
I squandered
God.
Resources.
Now, I was out
How did you get in the poorhouse?
There.
Well, you know, I hooked up with the wrong people.
Put that trapeze
and
back
I thought
up there
they
one
were my
time,
friends, but they were just there to take advantage of me and take all my money.
Put it back up there one more time.
And we could go on and on and on interviewing people in the poorhouse. And you know one thing that you will never hear anybody say
there.
This in the poorhouse?
Have you
I got
there?
Here because I was
Have
trusting God.
Have you ever been there? Right? Have you ever been there? I was out there.
I'm in the poorhouse because I trusted God. David said, I've been young and I've been old.
God.
Yet have I not seen the righteous
God.
Forsaken, nor Wouldn't seed begging fall. Bread. Let me tell you God. Something, Mom. Let me tell you something,
That's
Dad. You told
me
about the poorhouse. I went and visited the poorhouse. And you know, I didn't see one person in the poorhouse that was there because they trusted God.
He said, man, you need to bring your wife out
here. The scripture says that whoever trusts in God will not be ashamed.
Angie came and Nicole came and we stayed with them.
The results of trusting
for about a month before we found our own place.
What are some reasons that we can trust God? Why can the Lord be trusted? Well, according to 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 3, it says he is a rock.
Of trusting God,
you God is a rock.
Him, you got to lean
now,
on him, and you got to.
I've heard people say this.
And what is
you've heard people say it?
When we trust God,
people say the when they go through a difficult time and somebody's been there for them.
Acknowledge him.
What do they say?
And he
man, that person's been my rock.
That
right?
God will.
That person's been my rock.
Your path.
Well, what does that mean?
This word
that means that they've
you
been there for support.
It means
they've been there for comfort. They've been there for encouragement.
Smooth,
they've been there to help me.
Level. You know what this word?
God.
Check this out.
Is a rock.
You know what this word was used for?
That God is there.
They got ready
Why
go.
Can we trust God?
The highway.
Because he's there in times of trouble. He's there in times of need. He's there in times of distress. He is a rock. He is there when you need him. He is a rock. And that's why the songwriter said, where do I go to? Who do I lean on? I run to the rock. Why do I run to the rock? Because my rock, God is my rock. He is my comfort. He is my encouragement. He is my strength. David, when he went on a mission and came back and the enemy came, destroyed the city, took the women and children, and David came back with his men, and they were looking around devastated at what had happened to the city. And David began to get alone, and he heard rumbling in the background that the scripture says that even his men talked about stoning him. Even his men, the guys that he fought out in the battle with, his main boys, his roadies, his road dogs, his partners decided that they wanted to kill him. David didn't have anybody else. And the scripture says David encouraged himself.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Trust. It's good to know God is on the upper trapeze. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's teaching, Trust, It's Good to Know God is on the Other Trapeze, you can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request Trust, It's Good to Know God is on the Other Trapeze. Again, that's 877-831-5060 and request Trust, It's Good to Know God is on the Other Trapeze. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, is taken from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.